unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. Plus, if you want to send me a voicemail, just go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. The Los Angeles Dodgers are about to lose the World Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers are about to lose the World Series. I'm going to say it one more time. The Los Angeles Dodgers are about to lose the World Series because the Toronto Blue Jays ain't playing. They ain't playing one bit. Yes, I'm about to get into the NFL a little bit, some NBA stuff as well, some college football stuff as well, involving a governor, believe it or not. I'll talk about all of that in a second, but the first order of business is the World Series. Team with the highest payroll, the team that's perceived as somebody trying to buy championships, are getting their asses smoked. The Toronto Blue Jays, losers of an epic Game 3 of a World Series that went 18 innings, that ended with Freddie Freeman with a walk-off blast. That same Toronto Blue Jays team came back 17 hours later, took the Dodgers out, came back the day after that, took the Dodgers out again, and as a result of going back to Toronto, up 3-2 with not one but two chances to clinch their first World Series title since 1993. I'm looking at the Toronto Blue Jays right now, and I can't say enough about them. This cat, you savage, showed up in the postseason, 3-1, 3.46 ERA, 5 starts, 39 strikeouts, and 26 innings against the Dodgers. 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA in 2 starts. The Blue Jays have won both games. He's a rookie, ladies and gentlemen. And giving it to the Dodgers. And why do we sit up there and talk about stuff being given to the Dodgers? Look at them. Look at the numbers. Look at what's transpiring. Where the hell are the bats? Mookie Betts, 5 of 38. That's a 1.32 batting average. 2 runs, not a single homer, 2 RBIs. Last night, game 5, top 4 hitters for the Dodgers are a collective 4 for 30. That's a 1.33 batting average. No runs, no RBIs, no at-bats with runners in scoring position over the last 2 games. 1 through 4 hitters in game 5. Otani, Will Smith, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, a combined 1 for 15. No runs, no RBIs, no walks, 8 strikeouts. Only had one at-bat with a runner in scoring position in the game 5. What the hell is this? This ain't about manager Dave Roberts. What can he do? You, Blake Snell, you didn't pitch an awful game, as they say, but damn, after getting smacked around in game 1, the way that you did, you give up a home run on the first pitch of the game? The first pitch of the game on your home turf, you give up a home run. Gave up 2 home runs in his first 3 pitches of the game. 3 pitches, 2 home runs, immediately down 2-0 in a game you absolutely positively had to have. That's the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. I mean, it's pretty freaking bad. It's pretty bad. And I'm looking at the Blue Jays, and I'm saying, how are you going to beat these brothers 2 games in a row? There's nothing about these brothers that give you the impression that they're going to lose 2 games in a row. They won last night without George Springer. Okay, game 4, that is, without George Springer. With the oblique injury. Didn't matter. Vladimir Guerrero, Vlad Jr., hitting .364, 500 on base percentage, 6 home runs, 6 runs, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs in 5 World Series games. .364, this man's bad. Hitting .415 with a .506 on base percentage, 17 runs, 8 home runs, and 15 RBIs in 16 games this postseason. We all know who the MVP is going to be if Toronto wins this. By the way, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he has more home runs with 8 than strikeouts in this postseason. He has struck out just 5 times this postseason, got 8 home runs, got a 1.337 OPS, which is the best among all hitters this postseason. And got to remember, Springer, who I brought up, sat out both games 4 and 5. And Vlad just picked up the slack like it's nobody's business, like it's going out of style. The Dodgers ain't getting that. I expected more. I expected more. Dodgers in trouble. It would not surprise me at all. I hope I'm wrong, because I picked the Dodgers to win this in 6 games, even though I've been telling everybody from day one it could easily go 7. But my mentality is, okay, fine, do what you got to do. You know what? If Dodgers win, if it takes 7, it takes 7. Now I'm not sure it's going 7 the other way. The Toronto Blue Jays, character-wise, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it says about you, all right? This is what it says about you. When you lose an 18-inning game, when you are exhausted, when you've got nothing and you left it all out there on the field and essentially playing 2 games back-to-back and you end up losing that World Series game, you have any idea what kind of mental toughness you got to have to turn right around 17 hours later and spank their asses the way the Blue Jays spanked the Dodgers in Game 4? And then to repeat it in Game 5 speaks even higher for about the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto Blue Jays are studs. They got a whole bunch of heart. They ain't scared. They ain't wilting beneath the pressure. This is who the hell they are. We better recognize. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Where the hell are the bats? Teoscar Hernandez, Will Smith, Mookie Betts, what's up? Where the bats? It's the $350 million payroll. $350 million. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. I expected more from the Dodgers. Dodgers, no run production whatsoever. Just look at them right now. Look at what they're going through. I can't believe what I'm seeing. The Dodgers have scored 4 runs in 29 innings. 4 runs in 29 innings. You just can't get your bats going. This is why pitching is everything, ladies and gentlemen. Pitching wins championships. Because you're able to shut them down. And they're ill-equipped to handle it. I'm really surprised at what I'm seeing right now. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. If you think I'm shocked, how do you think manager Dave Roberts feels? Let's hear what he has to say.
Doesn't feel great. You know, you clearly see those guys finding ways to get hits, move the baseball forward, and we're not doing a good job of it. I thought Yosevic was good tonight, mixing his fastball slider and the split. But, yeah, you still have to use the whole field and take what they give you. And if they're not going to allow for slug, then you've got to be able to kind of redirect and down club, you know, club down to take competitive bats. We've got to make some adjustments. We've seen Gausman a ton. A lot of our guys have seen him. So we just got to continue to, I just think we just got to come in fresh. And we've been, again, like I said, we've been in elimination games, a core group of these guys. And, you know, we got to find a way to win a game. That's it.
Bottom line, got to find a way to win the game. Got to find a way to win the game. What you got to do is push this to a game 7. You got to apply the pressure and put it right back on Toronto. Because if you were good enough to win at Chavez Ravine, how come you can't be good enough to close it out in Toronto? You got to apply some pressure to them. Because I got news for you. If you're Toronto, you're playing with house money in game 6. You can let it all hang out. Because guess what? You still got a game 7 if all else fails. Okay? That's what it is. You got Gausman on the mound for game 6 tomorrow night. Let's see what happens. But you had Yosevic out there last night who's been having his way with them. So if we heard from manager Dave Roberts, we might as well hear from him about his performance and that of his team. Let's hear from Trey Yosevic.
It's been a crazy year, but being surrounded by vets is a great thing for the future of my career. They've treated me the best I could have ever asked for, so going forward with other rookies that come up, I'm going to remember how I was treated when I got here. So, and the poise part, I don't know. You got to thank my parents.
The Dodgers were out there last night getting smoked by a rookie. By a rookie. That is not what I'm paying $350 million plus dollars for if I'm Dodgers ownership. Not a rookie. not a rookie. You got to give me some seasoned veteran, some Hall of Famer, some say a rookie shouldn't be able to do this to me. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. 888 Mad Dog 6 is the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. By the way, manager John Schneider for the Toronto Blue Jays, he has something to say about what's coming, what's forthcoming as well. Let's hear what he has to say.
It always feels good to give Kev the ball, you know. And again, man, this was nice. This was a big performance from a lot of different people individually, but collectively as a team, this was a very, very good team win. But to give the ball to Kev, you love it. You love it every time, whether it's in spring training or whether it's in the World Series. We know that it's going to be another tough arm. And Yamamoto, it's going to be another tough game, you know what I mean? So we'll enjoy the flight. We'll enjoy it right now, and Kev will be ready to go. I can't wait to see what the Rogers Center is going to look, feel, and sound like. But I can't wait to have Kev take the mound for us.
Snyder's a hell of a manager. Been doing a hell of a job. And we got to say that right now as well, because he certainly took his hits. He's certainly taken his lumps, but he's doing a hell of a job. Let me go to the phones a little bit earlier than usual, because obviously this is a pertinent subject that people want to talk about. Jeff in Tampa, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Jeff? How are you?
Steve, I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, great. You're welcome. That little piece you just put up there on Schneider is exactly what I want to talk about. When you look at him in the dugout, one might interpret, there's a manager and he's not looking serious enough. And what I want to say is that he always has this little smirk on his face. That is the kind of thing that rubs off on a team. If you're having a bad game and you're looking at your manager and see how calm he is, he cannot get enough credit for what he's doing and how he's rubbing off on some of those young guys. A guy like a rookie who pitched a game last night, part of his success is having a manager like that in the dugout. So kudos to him. I couldn't be more happy watching a guy like that.
I got you, but it ain't over. You got two more games to win. And if I'm the Dodgers, I'm taking it one game at a time. Really, if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, what you're asking, what you're asking for from them is find a way to win game six. Find a way to win game six and then apply that pressure right back to them. Okay, here we are, game seven, what you gonna do? I'm thankful to the Toronto Blue Jays because they've ensured that either they're going to win a championship or we're going to have a game seven. Now I want them to lose because I want a game seven. I love game sevens, okay? And that's exactly what I want to see. We shall see how things unfold. It remains to be seen. But that's what we're looking at right now. I don't know if the Dodgers can win game six. Can't win game six hitting the ball like this. You can't, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. Of the 31 previous teams that previously faced a 3-2 series deficit in the World Series, only eight came back to win, but that's still eight. We will see. We will see. Dana in Virginia, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, Dana? How are you?
Hey, well, how you doing, Stephen? How you doing today?
I'm all right. Thank you for calling. What's up?
As a Yankee fan, I'm not mad at the Dodgers. Or upset about seeing them lose. I hope they lose. I had Toronto. I was hoping that Toronto win from the beginning. I always thought their bets was a tad bit better than the Dodgers, but I thought the
certainly
Dodgers
appears that way now. But listen, Dodgers bullpen was supposed to be suspect. You Blake Snell, you ain't supposed to be getting smacked for two home runs on the first three pitches of a must win game. That ain't supposed to happen.
No.
I don't want to hear from Dave Roberts that he pitched a good game. Damn that. He gave up two home runs on the first three pitches. That psychologically deflated the Dodgers, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm with you with that, Stephen A. But as a Yankee fan, only thing that I could hold on to, because Cashman and Little George don't want to spend money on pitching, so I don't think we're going to win a World Series no time soon. Mm. So I still get to hold on to we the last team.
Well, here's the deal. Toronto ain't spent but so much money on their pitching. You Savage is a rookie.
And look what he did.
Cashman, so it ain't about the money. It's about the scouting, Dana, and making sure that your scouts know what the hell they're doing when they call up a pitcher. And they got the right peeps in place. That's what we're talking about here.
For the last 10 years, whoever been doing the scouting for us for as far as pitching, they should have been got rid of him and bringing somebody to do better.
Dana, Danny, we ain't having this conversation. Yankees ain't in the World Series, bro. We're not going to use this opportunity to bitch and moan about the Yankees. They ain't relevant right now. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Have a nice day, bro. Okay. Take it easy. Dennis in Queens, you're live with Stephen A. Go ahead, Dennis.
What's going on, Stephen A?
I'm good, man. What's up?
All right. Yeah, I'm enjoying the baseball talk. I called you the day before yesterday, and I said that Vlad has that look in his eye, and you said that he does, but he needs help. And I said the Blue Jays are going to give him help because they can score. And me being a Yankee fan, I see the Blue Jays all the time in the division. They have a high-powered offense. And this is without Springer, and this is with Bo Bichette not being healthy. So I always knew they could score. They could score, but
Bichette is back.
Right.
I mean, he better made his contribution, made his presence known immediately.
Right. And if he was healthy the whole entire time, you look how scary he could have been. But I picked the Blue Jays to win this series in 64 and started. I don't. It could happen,
six or seven.
But I don't think.
Six or seven.
Oh, no, I picked them in six.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I picked them in six when the series started. But if it goes to seven, I think the Blue Jays will win. I don't think the Dodgers are winning two games to Toronto. Even though they are the better team, they can do it. I don't
talk
think
about,
they
stop,
will.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Can we say they're the better team after what we're witnessing?
No, I mean like coming into the series, like overall, for the year.
I understand, but what I'm saying is that the Blue Jays are making liars of us. They're not lucking up and beating the Dodgers. They've outplayed the Dodgers in four of the five games. You understand that they played. They've outplayed.
They definitely have. I'm not surprised at all because I see the Blue Jays all the time and. The offense is real, and Vlad, if they win the World Series, Vladdy's going to be the MVP.
Without
I don't
question.
Think they're going to give it to anyone else.
No, of course not. Who else is there to give it to? You got to give it to him because they've been doing it all postseason. You got to give it to him. There's nobody else to give it to. Appreciate the call, Dennis. Thank you so much. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. One of the other things I wanted to get into before I went to break was Lamar Jackson, who's scheduled to return tonight after being gone for three games due to a hamstring injury. Here's what I will tell you. Lamar Jackson is spectacular. And can he save Baltimore season? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Because the Pittsburgh Steelers will allow it by default. See, when you don't have a defense that can stop anybody, all you have to do is set the stage and the table for somebody else to do the dirty work for you. When you look at the Baltimore Ravens, you can score two games back of Pittsburgh. You played them twice, by the way. And on top of it all, you got a cat like Lamar Jackson letting everybody know it's do or die. You're not listening to me? Hear it from him yourself.
Coach pretty much touched on that, talking about that with us in a team meeting. You know, each and every game going to be like a win or go home game, you know. We started off first season ever starting off like this slow, so we're going to have to just do or die right now each and every week.
Yes, it is. That clearly appears to be the case. But Lamar Jackson also took some time to talk about what he was responsible. Says he was responsible for games being taken out of the locker room. I want y'all to know there's been a change, ping pong tables, video games, and all of this other stuff. The big story in Baltimore is that all of that stuff has been removed from the locker room. And come to find out, when asked about it, Lamar Jackson took responsibility for it. Listen to what he had to say.
I told Kaneko, our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games and ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, they would have been out too, but I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us, you know, but, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but, like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that, you know. We got a lot of work to do.
I love it. I love it because that's a superstar in this league. By the way, he was playing like a superstar before he got hurt. Had a 130 QBR, by the way, 130 quarterback rating. You're the leader in the face of the franchise. It stops with you. Y'all 1-5 before you won last week against Chicago. Lamar Jackson ain't messing around. He's like, yo, let's do or die. We ain't got time. We ain't got time for nothing else but focus. Focusing on what we need to do to get better as a defense, to get better collectively, to make sure that we can still make some noise and get to the playoffs. Because once you get to the playoffs, it's a whole new season. and we ain't striving to get there. We there. So it's me against you, and it's one and done. Can we definitively rule out Baltimore winning the AFC North the way we've seen Pittsburgh's defense play? Can we really do that? We can't. We just can't. So I applaud Lamar Jackson, and I think that it's the right move for him to make. But most importantly, let's understand who we're talking about here and as to whether or not he's going to be sharp. He had a right hamstring injury that made him miss the last three games. How mobile and sharp will he be following the layoff, particularly in a short week scenario for a Thursday night football game? And then we also got to look at the Miami Dolphins and say they've gotten a little bit different. They're looking a little bit different. Remember, Tua bounced back last week, complete 77% of his passes and four touchdowns, throwing for four touchdowns, no turnovers. Had a 138.6 passer rating in the win against Atlanta, by the way. But is that something that the Dolphins can sustain? So that's where I'm coming from with it. They can't sustain that stuff. I don't believe in the Dolphins. But I believe in Lamar, and I believe in Derrick Henry. John Harbaugh, got to get it together. Plain and simple. Ravens defense ranks 28th total defense, 30th in scoring defense, 28th in third down defense, 26th in red zone defense, tied for 30th with takeaways, tied for sacks. I'm just looking at it. And I'm saying, what you going to do? Can the Bengals hold off Baltimore? No, they don't have a defense. Can the Browns hold off Baltimore? No, they don't have an offense. Can the Steelers hold off? They don't have a defense. They don't. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. We'll get to your phone calls, your voicemail messages, and more in just a minute. You are listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Your calls are more in a minute. It's Stephen A., Mad Dog Sports Radio. Don't go away.